like show business. I'm John DeSanto.
I'm Alexandra Shearer.
And this is It's Movie Time. My politically oriented granddaughter, who is in law school, is here visiting. And I thought, who better to comment on the new film that just came out on Christmas Day called Vice? Alexandra, what's this film about?
I'm not sure exactly, to be honest. I know some people were saying it was a movie to sort of humanize Dick Cheney.
Yes, if that's possible. I don't think it is.
I don't think they accomplished that.
No, they didn't. I know it. It stars Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm. What about I love so much.
Is he good here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great.
What's special about his performance in this?
I mean, he obviously gained a lot of weight. His commitment to the role was extremely powerful.
Did you feel the presence of Dick Cheney?
Yeah, I did. The storytelling was a bit jumpy and I got sort of confused. But I thought his performance and I thought a lot of their performances alone were very good.
Amy Adams as...
Oh, yeah. She was...
Lynn
Probably
Cheney.
My favorite, yeah. Yeah, she really transformed.
Now, this is a docudrama. He was a lush at 22 years old and going nowhere.
Yeah.
And then Lynn Cheney comes along and says, you are your out.
And
he does.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about Cheney that Adam McKay, now who did The Big Short, so he knows something about actions that affect an entire country, as he did with the mortgage fiasco.
Well, I mean, some would say that George W. Bush wasn't that strong. Dick Cheney wanted to take over, and George W. Bush, because he wanted him as his running mate, just agreed to it.
Yes, I lived through it, of course, so it makes much more sense to me. Accurate in the major points. Unassuming, but he knew how to get in there, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
So when George W. Bush asks him to be his vice president, he says, look, that's just a symbolic role. I've been Secretary of Defense, Chief of Staff.
Bush was kind of over the top, and he had some elements of that in real life, kind of saying, oh, I really want you to be my running mate, and Cheney was saying, well, this is symbolic, I'm not sure about that. And then he said, well, maybe if we have sort of a different understanding.
Yes, he says, well, I can take foreign affairs.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, okay.
Right? They were portraying W, perhaps unfairly, as just
a
simpleton almost, a cowboy's frat boy.
Mm-hmm.
And while I think he's been savagely lampooned for that his whole life. So I think you're right. That was over the top. Bush leveled out as the film went on.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole 9/11 part was very powerful too.
Yeah.
I was also wondering if that's actually what it was like in the room at the time when the towers hit.
You are a Republican from my liberal Democratic point of view, a very reasonable Republican, and you're heavily involved in politics in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Does this ring true in any way for you?
Yeah. The part that I thought really took me aback and I was like, wow, this is exactly what it's like, was when Cheney was campaigning. He was in the room full of veterans.
Yes.
And it's just exactly like how a political speech is and how people are kind of uninterested and they're only there for the food. And I thought that really captured.
As a conservative, how does he come off?
He chose how to get close to the right people.
Yes.
And that's how he figured out how to move up.
Yes.
And that's really what you need to do.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
There's a moment that endeared even my liberal heart to him, and that was about his daughter.
He told her she could be anyone she wanted to be, right? It didn't matter to him who she chose to date. She was interested in women.
But I'll be darned if Cheney didn't have some real humanity about
yeah.
him. And so Christian Bale portrays arguably the most powerful vice president in history. Alexandra, would you recommend your conservative friends to see this film?
I would for their individual performances, but not necessarily for the storytelling aspect of it. But I do think his performance alone, I think that's a reason to watch it. You can appreciate in filmmaking different points of view, and it's not an upsetting thing at all.
Right.
Like, I wasn't personally affected by their portrayal of him, thinking it was too unfair.
Alexandra Shearer, the film is Vice. What grade would you award it?
A C+.
And I'm going to give it a B+.
Okay.
And that's what makes It's Movie Time such an exciting experience. We never know before we come in. And I think we have a really balanced view.
I agree.
Yeah. See and enjoy, regardless of your political orientation.
Absolutely. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSanto. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.